A changing channel. The main image is a black-and-white photograph depicting a busy industrial scene on the Fort Point Channel at the Congress Street Bridge. Street traffic is stopped to allow the sugar boat SS Evelyn to be towed through a narrow opening in the swing span bridge. Tugs accompany the large vessel ahead and behind. This photograph was taken in 1929, shortly before a bascule bridge that pivoted up replaced the swing span bridge. The new bridge eliminated the center drum, allowing a 75-foot opening. Visible just above the bridge on the Boston side of the channel is a coal handling facility located in front of a Boston Edison power station. Coal was delivered here by boat. Originally a natural deep water channel, Fort Point Channel was defined in the 19th century by land created on both sides. It was a thriving industrial waterway for years before it declined in the 20th century. Industries flocked to the newly made land. Iron foundries, sugar refineries, and machine shops clustered on the South Boston side of the channel. The leather industry settled on the other. The channel teemed with boats bringing raw materials, such as lumber, bricks, and cement, to growing industrial and residential areas. Sugar and molasses were delivered to one-story warehouses located here and nearby. Coal was distributed widely by boat and train to fuel steam engines running factory machinery, and later to electrical plants like the one depicted in the main image. Drawbridges across the channel improved access to South Boston industries but slowed boat traffic. New rail lines and piers like Fan Pier along the harbor reduced the channel's use, as did filling South Bay. In the 1950s, when the bridges were fixed in place, shipping on the channel ended. Today, new development along this historic waterway is spurring its revitalization as a recreational and cultural destination. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is a 1775 Boston Harbor chart focusing on the colonial town of Boston. It shows a natural deep water channel between the Boston Peninsula and a broad area of mudflats. The channel was named after Fort Point, a point of land at the base of Fort Hill, which juts out into the harbor near the mouth of the channel. Next is a lithograph tinted with watercolor highlights. It depicts the South Boston Bridge in 1820. Fashionable men dressed in tailcoats and top hats, along with women in flowing dresses, shawls, and bonnets, stroll on the bridge before heavy industry prevailed. Sailboats dock to the left. The Massachusetts State House and Boston's many church steeples appear in the distance. The South Boston Bridge stood between the Fort Point Channel, seen to the north, and South Bay behind the viewer to the south. It is now West 4th Street, where the channel ends in a culvert below. The next image is a drawing of several large industrial buildings near the waterfront, belching smoke from tall chimneys. A steam train sits on tracks that run along the waterfront, while a two-masted sailboat and steam-powered vessel are docked in front. This is Cyrus Alger's South Boston Iron Works, which was located along the Fort Point Channel. The trains and boats delivered coal and iron ore. The coal fueled furnaces that melted the iron. The last image is a colorful bird's eye view looking up the Fort Point Channel from the harbor. It was drawn in 1903 to celebrate the reconfiguration of the rail lines in the South Station and Fort Point area, but it also shows that many vessels still used the channel in this era. They navigated through its bridges, some all the way to South Bay at upper right.